Napa Valley College was able to get 10 players into the game, but that's still four players on the bench that haven't seen action yet, as they have that big roster of four seniors and 10 freshmen on their squad. It's going to be interesting. Tomorrow night we broadcast the game for Prolific Prep. 6:15, by the way, is airtime tomorrow night, as they have individuals on their roster representing eight different countries, not counties, not states. Eight different countries will be represented on the Prolific Prep team.
And I'm looking forward to seeing Prolific Prep play for the first time this year. We've been able to do at least a couple of their games each year, and they just keep getting better and looking more and more impressive. They've already put at least two players I know of into the NBA, and it wouldn't surprise me if some of the players that we see tomorrow night don't end up in the it wouldn't surprise me if they do end up in the NBA, I should say.
Atsaivi is back in the lineup. Ale Musa is there. Swim getting the start. Broxton Adderley. And the fifth player is Dakota Macias, who had a good first half. Here we go. We're underway in the second half. Napa leading at 50-37 as play begins, with Napa working the weave against a man-to-man defense. Ale Musa goes baseline left, and the ball is taken away from him by Rosenborough. Rosenborough leads the fast break, but now he pulls it back, sets it up. They look at the three, and driving in. Oh, a shot blocked there by Swim. He went up there to tap it away from Stafford, and Napa comes out. Oh, a good pass to Casillas. Now back out to batter as Adderley spreads the defense, or spreads the offense, forcing the defense to come out on him. They're using a shifting man-to-man defense now. As Swim gets a little daylight, drives in, kicks it out to Addersley. Over the side, there's a three-point attempt. This one is in and out. No good by Natsaavi. And he had made two of those in the first half. Amir out of Las Vegas. We have Napa to get the ball out of bounds. Well, we're just underway here in the second half. There's a whistle before the ball was put in play, as the official had said something. I'm not sure exactly what.
I was still bemused by the fact that after that whistle, the Napa team huddled up on the court, and one of the Solano players joined the huddle. I don't know if you saw that, Ira.
Play resumes, however. Napa gets the ball. Ale Musa goes up with a jumper. No good. Rebound is taken out by Uriah Benning. He leads a fast break going the other way with a little shovel pass over to Stafford. Kicking into the left corner. A three-point attempt is up. No good by Jordan Adam. Rebounded by Napa. Braxton Adderley, forecourt. He may go all the way. He drives in, goes up, missed the shot. Rebound taken out by Stafford. Going the other way now. 3-on-2. Stafford, going up, and we may have a travel. He did not put the ball down on the court. He saw he had a little daylight and just went for the basket without the dribble. So on the turnover early on here in this the second half, neither team has scored after the first minute. Adderley walks it on the high dribble, gets it across the timeline, and picked up there by Benning on the defense. Adderley drives around and goes up, shoots, and scores. There's the first basket here in the second half. Nicely done by Braxton Adderley. Front court now Stafford against Swim. He looks, he drives on Swim, and the ball is deflected away. It's stolen by Adderley. It's 2-on-2. Adderley coming down, going in, going up, shooting, scoring. Oh, a circus-type shot there. Just whipped it up off the backboard, and it spun into the basket. So Adderley has two quick baskets here in this second half. The Falcons working the ball into the left-hand corner, driving to the basket, putting a shot up, and it goes in by Donnell Stafford. Good play, quickly into the forecourt. Pass comes to Natsaivi. Now pass to Swim, driving in on the give and go, and he missed the layup. That's one of his easiest shots. He had 10 first-half points, too. Driving down, kicking the ball out. There is a three-point attempt up, off, no good by Stafford. Rebound put back up and in by Jordan Adams. Napa's going to make a couple changes in their lineup here shortly. Addersley to Ale Musa, spins, turn, right-hand half hook, good. Ale Musa with the basket. 56-41. Napa does a nice job getting back in their man-to-man defensive alignment, preventing the fast break. Driving under the basket, shot blocked by Ali Musa, taken by Natsaevi. Natsaev over to Adderley, drives in, goes up again. He missed that one, and the rebound is cleared out by Economo for the Falcons. He may go all the way. He does, but his shot is blocked by Swim. Swim goes up, tries to block another one, and he is called for a foul, and the basket is good by Stafford. So a chance for a three-point play. Stafford made the basket, and Swim committed the foul. Howard is back in. Williams comes back in for Napa. Natsaevi comes out, and also Macias comes out. Couple sophomores at the free throw line trying to make it a three-point play is Donnell Stafford out of Stone Mountain, Georgia. And he scores the free throw. Nice-looking ball player. He's got a smooth motion out there on his shot. Williams, as he gets the ball in the forecourt, sets it over to Addersley. Comes over to the right side now to Swim, guarded tightly by Adams. Bounce pass goes to Howard. Howard looks for some room. He's got it. Puts it up. Missed the shot. Rebound by Stafford. And Bell, or we should say Ball, or a deep ball off the bench. Things that, whoa, a little daylight there driving in, going up. Missing the shot, though, was Stafford. And Napa gets the rebound again as there is a whistle. And not sure, again, the whistle was not around the ball. I think the coach was getting out of the coach's box for Solano, and then they asked him to get back into the designated area for the coaches. Right in front of us, Braxton Addersley sends the inbounds pass to Javon Williams. Williams, the last time we were broadcasting, took a couple really bad falls. There's a three-pointer up and good by Adderley. Boy, he's getting a great start here this second half. He has scored 7 points in this second half so far. With the ball, right side, Roseboro puts up a shot, no good. Rebound taken by Addersley. And he looks down court. He brings it in forecourt, drives over, pulls up, pass underneath to Howard, back to Addersley. He drives baseline and hooks it behind him to Howard for a three-point attempt. Rim's no good. Ali Musa on the rebound. Goes back up with it. Good! It spun around the rim. I wasn't sure for a moment, but it then nestled in for a two-pointer, 61-44. 15 and a half minutes to go. We're in the second half. Napa has the lead. Solano, three-point shot perfect by Rosenberg out of Elk Grove's Monterey Trail High School. Quickly down to Ali Musa. Reverse layup is good. Boy, great transition from defense to offense that time by Napa. And Ali Musa benefited by getting the reverse layup. And they get back on the defense. And there's a three-point attempt that hit again. That time it was Benning, Uriah Benning, down to Ali Musa. Driving in, going up, shooting, missing, but getting fouled. Boy, they're not wasting any time getting down court from one end to the other here. So there's a timeout being taken, a full timeout being taken by these Falcons. So we'll take time now. And inside of 15 minutes to go, here in the second half, the score is Napa Valley College 63, Solano College Falcons 50. Well, there's a lot of things happening, not only on the college scene, but Vintage High School boys soccer team is hosting tomorrow night the second round of the North Coast Section playoffs. That's at Memorial Stadium at 7 o'clock. The Vintage, I guess it's both the JV and varsity softball teams are in action in an all-day scrimmage over at Bandon tomorrow as well. And the first free throw is good by Ali Musa. Back to the line. Eyes shoots no good off the front of the rim, and the rebound comes right to Jordan Adams out of Vacaville High School. He'll walk the ball into the forecourt. Howard gives him a little room there. Now he pressures in. The pass goes to Stafford for a turnaround jumper. Good. About an 18-footer. Just a little, about 3 feet behind the foul line. It makes it 64-52. Napa trying to watch out that Solano does not get. Howard drives in, missed the shot, and the foul on the rebound is going to go against Will Lane. Will Lane out of Oak Creek, Wisconsin. Steve Ball up again in front of us saying a few things there as his players start to go back on defense. They try to stop any rally that the Solano team could come up with. Solano has Cole Abraham back into the lineup, we should say. Cole Arabian, he fires a three, hits another one. He is four out of five, I think, at 3 points. And it's a single-digit lead now for Napa, 64-55. Radu getting ready to come back in for Napa. Napa with the ball right side. Addersley drives under the basket, can't shoot to Musa. And Ali Musa missed the shot way off, and rebound comes out to Arabian. Coming down under the basket, they can't get a shot away. Back out to driving in with the left-hand shot, no good. Rebound put back up, and a foul is going to be called on Howard. It was Stafford there that went up for the shot, and Howard went up and committed the foul. We had three changes in the Napa lineup as that big lead starting to melt away. Long way to go yet in this one, 13 and a half minutes. At the foul line, Stafford. He made his previous free throw attempt, and he's perfect with that first of two. Radu is back in. Atsaev is returning. Ali Musa comes out. Also, Will Lane comes out. Also back in is Chance Martin Farrell. And for his second free throw attempt, it also is good by Donnell Stafford. And it's now a 7-point game, 64-57. Napa slowly works the ball into the forecourt. Picked up there on the man-to-man defense. Pass over the left side now. Now pass underneath. A shot by Williams is up off mark quite a bit. And the rebound is taken by Solano. Solano hurries into the forecourt. Roseboro drives in. He goes up. He shoots. He scores. Boy, just didn't waste any time getting back within 5 points now. Williams drives in. Passes to the right side. Now out. There's a three-point attempt. This one's no good. Rebound. Williams back up with the left hand. And good. Oh, Napa needed that one. And they got the offensive board by to Javon Williams to put him up 66-59. Adams has it between circles. Starts over the left side. Napa tries to watch out for the pick. Shooting over the pick and missing was Stafford. Rebounded by Williams for Napa. Brings it across the timeline. Passes the right side to Howard. Drives in, goes up, shoots, scores, banked it in some way. He was falling away from the basket as he put the ball up in kind of a slingshot manner, and it went in. There, a big block by Williams there as Roseboro was driving the lane and trying a reverse layup, and what a nice block. So Napa stays on defense, 21 seconds on the shot clock for Solano. Ball in their forecourt. Inbounds pass to Stafford. Turnaround jumper is perfect. Very smooth motion there by Donnell. Radu gives to Williams. Williams looks over to his coach. Now he looks for Chance Martin Burrell to set a pick. Pass goes left side. Radu over to Howard. Up and in with the left hand from the left side that time. Boy, that was a good off ball move there. Just some real nice passing by Napa made it possible for that. They're going to have a full timeout. Well, we're about set to resume action here. You know, we talked with Jerry Dunlap at halftime. We should also credit Assistant Athletic Director Bob Freshy with his contribution. And to a gal that's in the athletic office that does a lot of work for all of those guys is Lauren Farmer. And the equipment manager is Mike Ronald. He is a big help to the athletic program as well. And Brandon Lucas, who is the athletic trainer and does so many other things as well. Play resumes. Napa is on the defense. On the attack now is the Falcons. There is a three-point attempt up by Jordan Adams. No good. But they get an offensive rebound. And then his pass is intercepted. Driving down, going up, shooting, and goaltending is going to be called. It was a drive by Natsahavi, and He missed the shot, but there was goaltending, and so he's credited with the basket. He's had a good game. That's a hobby. As we mentioned, one of four sophomores. This one from Las Vegas. Back to a double-digit lead now at 11 points with 11 and a half minutes to go. Still a long time remaining. Roseboro. Pass over to Stafford. You got to watch him. There's his pull-up jumper from the elbow. No good. High rebound there taken by Williams. A long pass down to Howard. Deflected away. But Howard was last to touch it, the referee said. Coach Ball saying something out to Javon Williams as Williams goes back on defense with Brandon Radu. They also have Martin Farrell, Howard, and Natsahabi out there. Solano with the ball, working it around the perimeter. A shot from the left corner on a three-point attempt is no good that time by Arabian. Coming down quickly, Napa over to Williams. Williams drives around Adrian, going step with the floater and hits it. Nice play by Javon Williams. Javon out of Tyler, Texas. I think he's living over in Vacaville with his uncle. Arabian drives in, a bad pass, and it's intercepted by Howard. It's 2-on-4, so he may not go. No, he's going to go anyway. Puts it up and scored. Wow, what do we know? He said, hey, I'll take on those odds. He went against four guys, and there is a quick pull-up jump shot at the other end, and it's spun out by Stafford. Looked like it was down, and then spun out. Napa back to a 15-point lead. Williams drives in, goes up, was fouled as he misses. So Williams will go to the line. The foul goes against Donnell Stafford.
Napo's on another one of those nice little streaks there up until that miss. They had made six in a row.
Williams to the free throw line. We mentioned earlier about him getting injured the last time we broadcast the game. He was taken to Queen of the Valley Hospital for observation and was checked out for a concussion possibility, but he came out of that okay, so we're glad to see that. And he makes the first free throw. Ali Musa back in for Napa. And Williams back at the free throw line. And his left-handed free throw is no good. It lands, and rebound comes out to Economo for Solano. Drives in. Ali Musa cuts him off. He fires anyway. Missed the shot. Rebound taken by Napa. Martin Farrell. Over to Williams, down to Ali Musa's, got some room, goes up, shoots, scores. Well, they let him get the ball inside, and we're midway through the second half now, and there's a short timeout, so we'll go to Dino.
Well, Napa had led by as many as 17 in the first half. In the second half, Solano went on a nice run and cut the margin all the way down to 5, but Napa is now back up to what is actually their largest lead of the game at 79-61. Napa now ahead by 18 points. And so our score after midway through the third quarter, 79-61 in favor of Napa. They continue to do a great job on rebounding. They now lead in rebounding by 41-29. And that's, I think, been a huge factor in Napa having this lead, Ira.
So if we were playing quarters, this would be the start of the fourth quarter, as we've gone through three-fourths of the ball game, and Napa has an 18-point lead as play resumes. It's Benning into the forecourt, getting his pass over to Roseboro. Fresh offense now, and a little travel, just a little stutter step there, and the official caught it. Into the ballgame for the first time is Vincent Larson Wheeler out of American Canyon. One of the American Canyon Wolves here joining us on the basketball court for Napa. Passes over to Braxton Adderley. Adderley between circles, maintaining the dribble, guarded there by Hatfield. Pass over to Williams, drives baseline. Under the basket, can't shoot. Gets it over to Macias, and he scored! Good move by Dakota Macias, the Napa High graduate. Napa High with three players in tonight's game for Napa Valley College. They're all doing a really good job as well. There's a three-point shot good from the left corner by Barry Rosenborough. He's got a really nice outside shot. Makes it 81-64. Macias drives around. He's got a little room, puts a shot up, no good. Rebound taken by Stafford, going the other way now, down the right side. There's another pull-up three-pointer. This one rims no good by Roseboro. A whistle underneath the basket. And there's going to be a foul called on Vincent Larson Wheeler. Coach Ball in front of us saying something out to Macias. Macias, 6'2", sophomore out of Napa High. Inbounds pass comes over to Ricky Holland. Working their weave now. Out to the top, the key, then driving into the lane, going up with an underhand shot and missing with Hatfield, rebounded by Napa. Williams may go all the way. He drives in. He goes up with a shot. He just missed it. Oh, fast break the other way now. It's 3-on-3. Pass over the left side for a pull-up three-pointer. He is up no good by Adams, but a long rebound comes back to Solano, so they get the ball right back, and they work it now back outside the arc area, looking at a three. Trying to get the penetration. The little floater is good. Drifting into the lane was Jordan Adams. Put the floater up and got the field goal. 81-66 now as we near the eight-minute mark here of the second half. Macias, get over to Williams. Williams guarded very tightly there by Holland. He's going to look. He's going to fire over him. It rims and nestled in for a three-pointer. Williams has a big smile on his face the way that ball hit. Rim and bounced around a bit and nestled in. Down on the left side, there is a three-pointer the other way, and that is good by Ricky Holland. Holland out of Wood High School in Vacaville. Adderley brings it in there from Rodriguez High School out of Sassoon, played in the MEL. He has the ball left side. He fakes the three. Now he's going to take the three. It is an air ball cleared out by Uriah Benning, and he nearly loses it at midcourt, but retains possession, takes it down to the left corner, quickly firing it across court over to the right side. Can't get a shot away. Get the pass over to Adams. Back out, and elbow jumper is good by Adams. Nobody checked off on him. He had an open shot as if it were a practice station. Napa slowing the tempo down a bit now. Come over to Macias. He's got some room. He drives in. He goes up. He missed. He was probably fouled on the play. He goes down hard, and the rebound comes out to Solano. They'll come down for a three-point shot. No good there by Adams, and a whistle on a foul on going for the rebound against Solano. And Uriah Benning called for the personal. Howard, along with Radu, and Martin Farrell comes back into the lineup for Napa. 6.5 minutes to go. We're in the second half. Napa leading it 84-71, and they have the basketball. Adderley bringing over right side now. Looking at a sagging man-to-man defense. They could shoot over if they wanted to, but they don't. They back the ball way up. Now it comes over the right. Adderley fakes left. 7 seconds on the shot clock. Driving in is Adu. He puts it up. No good by Red. Who, and the rebound fought for. And Solano comes out with it, and a foul's going to be called. That's going to go on Howard. 84-71. So that is the fifth team foul. And the fourth on Howard. Fifth team foul here in the second half. Three team fouls have been called against Solano. As we are at the six-minute mark, exactly 6 minutes remaining here in regulation. Right side, Stafford. Back out, driving in. Oh, the ball is deflected out of bounds off Howard. So it'll stay with Solano. But we're going to have a full timeout asked for by Solano. So we're inside of 6 minutes to go. Timeout. And we'll be back with the balance of the ball game with Napa leading right now, 84-71. Well, Napa has to see if they can put things together to hold on to this lead as they head into the final 6 minutes.
Napa continues to shoot over 50% from the floor in this game. They're at 53% shooting right now. And it looks like they might need to keep that up as the Solano Falcons refuse to go away, Ira.
Well, it's been an up-tempo game throughout. And Napa, which averages about 72 points a game, has already scored 84 in this, and we still have just about 6 minutes to go in the contest. Inbounds pass comes to Stafford. Kicks it over to the right side. Now to Benning. Benning's driving in on the, and he used up the dribble, so he has to find an open man. Sends it back out to Stafford, and the ball deflected by Napa out of bounds. Four seconds on the shot clock. So the Falcons have to look for a quick shot now after the inbounds pass. They lob it in, and Howard is there to deflect it, and Napa comes away with it to Williams. Williams has it punched away from behind. Didn't notice the defender coming up from behind him. Coming down the other way, putting a shot up and missing was Stafford. Rebound put up and blocked, but Hatfield went for the rebound. Got it. Rebound back up. No good again by Stafford, and now it goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Falcons ball again. Oh, what great offensive rebounding there by the Falcons. Napa could not get a defensive rebound, and Solano had several good shots in close that just wouldn't drop for them. But they have the ball now for the inbounds. Looking out to Arabian. It's out of bounds. And it's off of Solano this time. So it'll be Napa getting the ball in their backcourt. They have Chance Martin Burrell, along with Brandon Radu, Braxton Adderley, Javon Williams, and Howard in the game. Shakir Howard. That's the quintet out there right now for Napa. Comes over the right side. Now Martin on the dribble. He tries to dribble between two. He can't. Gets to Williams. Williams to Radu. He'll fire a three. Kaboom! He got it! Brandon Radu. He's a freshman, mentioned from Redwood or Puerto Madera area. Makes it 87 to 71. Solano trying to penetrate the man-to-man defense. Rosenberg, he likes to shoot over it. Get out. There's a three good by Stafford. Boy, he's a nice-looking ball player. The pass comes over to the right corner. A three-point attempt up. No good by Braxton Adderley. And here come the Falcons quickly down. Get it back out to Roseboro. Looks at a three. Doesn't take it. Instead passes into the left-hand corner. Driving in. Going up with the underhand and scoring on the scoop shot was Uriah Benning out of Fairfield High School. Exactly 4 minutes remain. And it's an 11-point Napa lead. Napa has the ball. Napa slowing down the tempo again. Howard guarded pretty tightly. Bounce pass goes to Williams. Low post. Goes for a shot. And it's partially blocked by Rodenborough. And Solano comes out with the rebound. And it's tipped away by Williams and soars out of bounds. Ali Musa back in for Napa. And he's going to take the place, I think, of Williams, who deflected that last ball out of bounds. Williams coming around the long way. He goes off the court. And Napa on the defense. Looking at a three, but not taking it this time as Arabian. Now he does, and he hits a long two. So Arabian now with the, I think he's got 14 points. He was not a starter. He hit 3 for 3 in his first three three-point attempts. 87 to 78, back to single-digit lead. Ali Musa tries to pass underneath the basket. There's a turnaround shot up off, no good by Martin Burrell. Rebounded by Solano. Coming down, there is another three. This one is no good by Arabian. Long rebound comes out to Napa. To Braxton Adderley. Underneath, up to Ali Musa, he scored. He got behind the defense, and Adderley did a beautiful job of getting the ball to him. Make it 89 to 78. Coming into the forecourt, the Falcons over to Roseboro. He's going to fire the long three. It rims, no good. Nice defensive rebound by Brandon Radu going up to clear the backboard. He'll bring it into the forecourt on the dribble as Napa works it around. Ali Musa goes to a low post left side. They try to clear out the right side, and driving in from the right side is Howard, and he was fouled as he missed the shot. So it'll be Shaquille Howard going to the free throw line. He played for the Fairfield Falcons, 6'4 freshman at Napa. Braxton Hattersley checking something with the referee. It'll be two shots coming. That was the fourth team foul against Solano here in the second half. Napa's had five. First free throw is off the rim, no good. Swim back in, replacing Radu. Radu made his presence known, did a nice job off the backboard for Napa. Couple changes. Returning the lineup is Armin Economo for the Falcons. Played his high school ball at Grant High School. Next free throw is no good, so they went 0-for-2. But they get the offensive rebound. Ali Musa. And there is a whistle away from the ball. Steve Ball is asking the official, who is saying something about it's going to be out of bounds.
Yeah, I think the official was indicating that the shot clock was supposed to go to 15 seconds when Napa got that rebound, although it's still showing 25 right now.
Inbounds pass to Howard. Howard has it for Napa between circles. He looks, he's going to fire a three. It rims, no good. Rebound is cleared out of there by Adams. Fast break coming the other way. Adams to the top of the key. A hurry-up three-pointer is nothing but net. And it's 89-81 now. 2 minutes to go, and it's an eight-point lead. Can Napa hold on to it? Napa gets the ball. Forecourt. Martin Farrell drives in, doesn't shoot. In the corner, Adderley tries a three. Kaboom! He got it. That could have been it. Braxton Adderley from the right corner hits a three with exactly 100 seconds to go in the game. Makes it 92-81, and that's going to be a full timeout, but we'll go to Dino.
So I think, as it turned out, there were supposed to be 25 seconds left on the shot clock, and I think that's because the rebound came off a missed free throw and not a missed field goal attempt. So I believe the referees actually corrected themselves and did leave 25 seconds on the shot clock. So in the second half, Napa continues to shoot well. They're just over 50% for the game now. They've cooled off a little, but they've continued to be successful on their three-point shooting. Napa has now made four in the second half to go with four in the first half. And Solano, which made six in the first half, has made one, two, three, four, five, six, seven three-pointers in the second half. So it's the three-point shooting that's helped Solano stay in it. But Napa has an 11-point lead with 100 seconds to go and should be in good shape to finish it out, Ira.
Well, if so, if they can, hold on. They would tie for sixth place in the league with Solano, but they would have had two victories over Solano this year. Napa 5-10 in the league. Solano 6-9. And on January 22nd, Napa College over at Solano College, Napa won the game 83-79. Play resumed, and there's a bad pass, but it did not go back over the timeline. Napa doing a little pressure now on defense. There's a turnaround elbow jumper that is good by Armand Imano, and that makes it 92-83. Minute 20 to go. Braxton Adderley takes it in the lane, over to Swim in the corner to Natsahabi. He puts a shot up, no good. Rebound taken out of there by Keyson Bell, who's out of Wood High School in Vacaville. A couple players from that school. Riding in, going up, missing the shot was Hogue. Rebound taken by Napa as they bring it in the forecourt. There's a bad pass by Macias. Taking in, going up, shooting and scoring. After the interception was Anthony Hatfield out of Dixon. 92-85. Napa getting a little careless in there. There was a foul against the Falcons. That was the 15th foul, so team fouls are even now here in the second half at five apiece. 92-85. Napa will have the ball in the backcourt. They have the lead, and they'll get some pressure on the inbounds there as Braxton Hattersley, guarded very tightly by Hogg, and there was a hold by Hogg. He's out of Panola High School, Johnny Hogg, 5'7 freshman. That was the sixth foul, so in the next common foul, Napa gets the ball, looking to inbound. There's Ali Musick going into the backcourt to help out. Over to Adderley, gets it in the forecourt to Swim. Swim starts down the right side, brings it back out, and the foul is going to be called. Braxton Adderley will go to the line. As Hatfield needed to foul to hope that the Falcons can get possession of missed free throws. They're down by 7, 38 seconds to go. Two more basketball games here tonight. And a full slate tomorrow. Free throw is no good. The front end of a 1-1. And Solano has the ball. Here they come down. Here is a three-point attempt. It rims no good. And going high, getting the rebound was Natsaiv. Natsaiv will be shooting the 1-1. And, of course, tomorrow night we'll be broadcasting 6:15 Napa Valley College against BC Christian out of British Columbia, Canada, coming down to play Prolific Prep tomorrow night. 6:30 game time, 6:15 airtime. That's Javi. Free throw. Good. The front end of a 1-1. He's had a good game. Hasn't played a whole lot this season. Making the most of getting his start and playing quite a few minutes in this game tonight. Ali Musick comes out of the lineup probably for the last time. He should get a good hand. And they have four seniors, or sophomores, we should say. Next free throw is missed. Who are playing their last game, their last minute now for Napa. There is a foul on Williams. And I don't know if Williams wanted to come out or what. He just kind of reached in and grabbed. Usually when you have the lead, you're not going to commit an intentional foul like that. Here comes Braxton Adderley out. He should get a real nice hand. What a nice season he has had. Adderley, he has just been a super point guard. Also coming out, Amir and Natsahavi. And it is... driving the baseline, putting a shot up, and scoring Jordan Adams with 20 seconds to go. And there is an intentional foul again. Napa's still in the 1-1 on this, but they'll be in the double bonus on the next foul. But they need to start making the free throws. It's a two-possession game right now. And with 20 seconds, the Napa players are not going to line up around the line. So if he misses, it's an easy rebound for Solano, and he makes the free throw. So, Javon Williams, well, they certainly hope that he comes back from Tyler, Texas, is the next free throw, and that is also good. Huge free throws there that makes it an eight-point game now. As quickly coming in, there is a three-point attempt. Swish! That was good by Keyshawn Bell from Wood High School. Napa has a pass intercepted, and looking at a three, and it's on the way, and there it is. It's good by Economo, and it is a two-point game with 10 seconds to go, and Steve Ball is off the bench. Boy, after that steal, and enough, they got 6 points there in such a short period of time, and now it's a two-point game with 10 seconds to go. Plenty of time, but Napa, if they are fouled, they're in the double bonus. Dino, you had a comment.
I'm just, this is remarkable, a terrific comeback in the final moments by Solano. Napa was actually in the mode of getting some of their players off the court so that they could have one last bit of applause and bringing in subs to get through this last few seconds of the game. And now all of a sudden it's gotten very tight at 95-93 as Solano continues to scorch the Nets with the three point shots. They've made, I think they've made 13 now from three-point land. I'll total it up as soon as the second half ends here.
Well, you can be assured that when Napa inbounds the ball, they're going to get fouled right away. They'll send them to the line, where they'll have two free throws. They are in the double bonus. If they make one of the two, it would still be a one possession game. And the way that Falcons are hitting those threes, they could fairly well tie it up. But if Napa makes both free throws, well, that's conjecture. Let's see what happens. They'll play it out. And everybody is in the Napa backcourt now. All 10 players are back there as Napa looks to inbound the ball. They've got to get it in. It comes into Williams, and he's fouled right away. Took a second off the clock, 9 seconds to go now. But Williams, who just made those two free throws, can make it a two-possession game if he makes two more free throws. If he splits the free throws, it's a one-possession game, and Solano has time to come down, set up for a three-point shot. And they have been doing a nice job here in the latter stages with that three-point opportunity. Here we're ready. Williams eyes the basket. Deep breath. Free throw on the way. It's good. So that makes it a three-point game. Now he can make it a two-possession game if he hits the next one. Javon Williams, 6'3 freshman from Tyler, Texas. Free throw up. No good. And the rebound, Solano. And they take a timeout right away with 7 seconds to go and a three-point lead. They're going to set up for a three-point shot, that's for sure. Or will Napa commit a foul to get them 2 points, two free throws? Actually, they're only in the 1-1, so they'd have to make the first to get a second.
That's a possibly a good strategy idea for Napa. If they foul as soon as the ball is inbounded, it would be a tough spot for Solano. They would have a choice of either, you know, trying to make both free throws and then again foul to put Napa on the line, or they could try making the first one and missing the second and getting the rebound, but that's a tall order to ask. That you'd have to have about three or four things go right in that situation. So,
well, Napa's probably not even going to line up underneath the basket. They're just going to count on the it's not the situation. Let's see what Solano does. They're playing it out. Inbounds pass comes to Adams. Adams with 5 seconds in the forecourt. He's fouled there intentionally by Zach Swim. So that will put Jordan Adams at the free throw line. Ali Moose is coming back in.
I guess I was sort of making an assumption that that's what Napa would do. So fortunately they did that. Otherwise what I had just said would make no sense.
Well, he needs to make the first and miss the second. So if he misses the first, then it's going to be a tough assignment. 3 seconds remain here in the second half. Free throw on the way. It's no good. Rebound. Howard gets it for Napa, and he's fouled right away with 1.5 seconds to go, and that should do it right there. As they'll go down to the other end of the court, and it's unlikely Solano would have a chance to get back into the offensive end. And Napa will not line up on the free throw lane, but will let Howard go to line. He has not been successful at the foul line tonight. I think he's 0 for 3 or something like that. As his first free throw is up, and it's no good. Front end of a double bonus. So now Napa's going to line up a couple players as Williams and Adderley go in there to line up. And taking his time is Howard. His free throw is up. That one is good. So that's a 4-point. Now they don't have to foul. They just fire the ball down to the other end, and it's going to be way short, and that's going to be it. Wow. Napa holds on, 97-93. We'll be back with statistics and comments from the coach. Welcome into our wrap-up now as victory for Napa Valley College has moved them into a sixth-place tie with Solano. And it's interesting to note, of the two times that these teams met in regular season play, both at Solano Community College and at Napa College, Napa won by 4 points, winning over at Solano on January 22nd, 83-79, and nearing the century mark here. I don't know when they've seen the storm come that close to the century mark. 97-93, the final in this one. We'll get some quick comments from the coach. I know he wants to be with his players following sophomore night, but What a nice comeback by Solano.
Yeah, they didn't. We told them at halftime they're not going anywhere. They keep playing hard. Hats off to them, Coach Dustin and Coach Nagel. They really get those guys playing hard, and they definitely didn't go away. And we kind of thought the fighting was over, and stopped swinging. And they hit us with a couple threes there late to cut that into a make it a nervous situation.
97 points. Is that the most offense that you've had this year?
I believe it is. I'm pretty certain that it is. We've gotten enough shots to get 97 in a lot of games, but our shooting percentage hasn't been as high as it was this evening. I thought we did a good job of attacking when they didn't have a rim protector in, and we shot the ball okay. You know, we've had games where we shoot the ball from the perimeter better, but I thought we were really getting to the basket in transition or in early offense. You know, if you get good shots early enough, you're going to, you know, get up into the 90s.
What about the start of the four sophomores, particularly Natavi?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we started all four. It's kind of a traditional thing that we do, and then, like I said, it's Zach Swim's birthday. And they played well, you know. Dakota got, I think they might have each gotten their season high. Salim played his tail off tonight. He was what we know he can be.
Macias played good too.
Yeah, Macias had a season high tonight, maybe. But they all four are such great kids. You know, I say we've got 14 guys who really care about each other and really like each other and get along. And it starts with sophomore leadership in that way. And, you know, those are four great human beings.
We were broadcasting your game against College of Marin, and Javon Williams went down hard a couple times in that game and was taken for observation to the hospital. Can you reflect on that?
Yeah, you know, Jay was great with it. After the injury, the next day when he came back, you know, we always talk about you never know if it's going to be your last game, so you may as well, or your last practice or your last play, you may as well go play like it is. And he reiterated that. You know, he said, I don't know if I, for a minute there, he didn't know if he was ever going to play basketball again. And so that kind of humbled you a little bit and makes you reflect on things and how you do things. And it was a scary moment for all of us. We care deeply about one another. These kids, they all wanted to go out and see Jay at the hospital. They all wanted to go out and see him before he left off the court. Because they care about each other.
Did he miss any games?
He missed one game. Thankfully, we had a bye the next week. So he went into concussion protocol, was headache-free and all the symptoms that Brandon Lucas, our head trainer, looked for. And he was able to get out there. We eased him back in a little bit, had him on a bit of a minute count. And then he was ready to compete.
Well, that ties you now with that competing and winning with the Solano as far as records for the season.
Yes, and for conference play. And I believe since we swept them, we would take the nod at sixth place, I think.
Well, that considering some of the injuries and all, that was a good showing this year.
Yeah, you know, we had about eight games that we had one possession games in the final minute, and with 10 sophomores, or 10 freshmen rather, you know, it was hard to, wins were hard to come by there for a little bit, but they've learned from it. Case in point tonight, we finished them off.
Any idea as far as the 10 freshmen, how many are expecting back next year?
I would expect all 10 of them back. We'll see how that goes and what their situation is, individual. Because at this level, you know, we can't pay for their housing and do those sorts of things. So it's, you know, it's as much as a life thing as it is a basketball thing for them. But we deeply care about each and every one of them. And we're going to be bringing in some very high-quality incoming freshmen. And so the returners know they're going to have to compete.
Are you going to have any kind of shoot-around program or at least an open gym for the players in the offseason?
We can't have open gyms. So what we have is they enroll in an off-season conditioning and basketball class. And so we get our hands on them that way. We do some lifting. We do some skill development. We let them get up and down and run a little bit. But, yeah, there's no – we can't. It's illegal to have an open gym where just anybody can come because it's a liability.
I can't let you go without asking about how the little ones are.
Oh, they're great. Eli's doing great. Sasha's, she's growing like a weed. We just noticed that today that she's almost as tall and weighs as much as Carson's youngest, Clyde. And Clyde's 3.5. So she's going to be a great rebounder or a great pianist or whatever she'd like to do.
Thanks for your cooperation. See you next season.
Yes, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Okay, Steve Ball, this is 15th season just concluding, and we will take a look at some of the scoring here in just a moment. I just want to remind you that tomorrow night we will be on the air at 6:15 because we have prolific prep of Napa Christian on the air, taking on a team that has come down from Canada to take on prolific prep. As you probably know, prolific prep is one of the top five rated teams in the country. And if you haven't seen them play, you have the opportunity tomorrow night at 6:30. So we'll be on hand to broadcast that action. And I'd like to thank our engineer, as he'll help us out on that too. But he always does such a nice job. And we're fortunate that we have a couple of good engineers. Now let's go to Dino.
Sorry about that, Ira. I was trying to get the leading individual scores, but the scorekeeper is still tallying up her stats. So let's go with the team shooting. For the visitors from Solano College, the Falcons, they ended up putting up 93 shots in the game, making 37 of them. That's 40% shooting. They were 15 out of 39 from three-point range, and that's also just under 40%. They were 4 out of 5 from the free throw line for their 93 points. For the winners, the Napa Valley College Storm, they put up 81 shots and made 41, shooting just over 50% from the floor. They were 8 out of 19 from beyond the arc and 7 out of 17 from the free throw line, although they did make 4 clutch free throws in the final couple minutes to help seal the win. And that's how Napa got their 97 points. The turnover battle, good job by both teams. 12 turnovers for each squad in the game. Assists, Solano had 15 assists on their 37 made baskets. Napa had 15 assists on their 41 made baskets. So turnovers dead even, assists dead even. Rebounding was also dead even, or almost dead even, as Solano did a terrific job in the second half and closed the rebounding gap. Napa ended up winning that by 48-44. So the game was very statistically even, which is emblematic of the fact that it was very even on the scoreboard. Solano was the first to score. The lead changed hands 3 times, was tied on 6 other occasions. Oh, I should also mention that Solano had 2 block shots and Napa had a very impressive 7 block shots in the game. And so that's the team stats story, Ira, and I'll see if I can get the leading individual scores for you.
Yeah, the top ones, they'll go down to see the double figure scores maybe. Okay, well, just want to mention that at halftime, it was kind of a low-scoring first half. It was 23-23. So when you looked at that total, you didn't realize that that the team from Solano was going to score 70 points in the second half, but the Napa team was going to score 74 points in the second half. But, wow, just quite an offensive showing there. And our best wishes to the 4 seniors, Braxton Attersley. Let me just tell you one last time about where they're from. A 5'10 sophomore from Rodriguez High School. He lives over in the Sassoon area. And we had Amir Natsahavi, and he spells his last name N-A-K-H-A-E-I. He's 6'1 out of Las Vegas. Went to high school, a high school called Basic High School. Also, Dakota Macias, 6'2 out of Napa High School. And Celine Ali Musa, 6'5 out of Napa High School as well. Not getting into the game was Joseph Aldridge, who's a 6'8 freshman out of Venice High School in Napa, playing just a few minutes was Vincent Larson Wheeler, freshman out of American Canyon. He is a 6-footer. So before we wrap it up, here is a list of some of the leading scorers in the ball game.
So for Napa, leading scorers were Salim Ali Musa with 19, Braxton had 19, Shakir had 16, and Javon had 15. So nice balanced scoring for Napa. For Solano, it was number one, Jordan Adams, had 18. Number four, Danelle Stafford, had 18. And number 10, Cole Arabian, had 14. Those were the top scores for the two squads.
Yeah, Arabian hit those three threes right away. Hit another three, and then they had a two-point field goal to wrap it up. Well, Dino, our thanks to you keeping track of the fast-paced action in this game.
Well, that was a lot of fun. The college game, you know, it's always interesting. The college game is played at so much quicker of a pace than the high school game. I really have my pens and pencils flying. But it was a good game. I expected a very even game, and that's what we got. But a nice win for Napa to finish off the season. They get a share of sixth place and actually have the tiebreaker. So they get sixth place in the league, and that's a good finish for them.
So that pretty well wraps it up. And again, our thanks to Dino Alessio and to our student engineer, Sean Tooker. Thanks back in the booth there, Sean, for your participation in the broadcast. And a reminder, more basketball action 6:15 tomorrow evening. For our Napa Valley Sports Boosters, this is Ira C. Smith reminding you that Napa Valley College has closed the season with 8 wins, 20 losses. They were 6-10 in the league. And the Falcons of Solano are now 11-17. They are also 6-10 in the league. Sent your way with our best wishes from the Napa Valley Sports Boosters. Final score, Napa Valley College Storm 97 and Solano Falcons 93.
This has been a KVON Sports presentation.